My name is Colin, and I am awesome. Everybody loves me because I am awesome.
Dare say he's done many interviews, but I dare say he's never had his own sung introduction before. On the Minuteman Press guest line, Colin Mochrie, good morning.
Good morning. That was horrible.
Yes, it was. We take great pains to make things as horrible as possible when it comes to introing high-profile guests, so I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I love the emotion behind it and the respect. It was lovely.
That's right.
You.
It was just, it's almost heartbreaking in its own way. Glad to have you here. A lot of people know you, Colin, from Whose Line and the various versions of that across a bunch of different television networks and channels and streaming services and those kinds of things. And you have that uncanny ability to just make something funny when there's only a suggestion in the room. I'm always curious when I get the opportunity to talk to professional comedians, when did that start for you? I mean, were you the kid kind of practicing at Thanksgiving or Christmas and in the house, or when did you first think you had a knack for that?
I really can't remember. I mean, I was a very quiet kid. I was a bookworm. I was funny with my friends, but I was never the class clown. And I guess it really wasn't until I tried out for a school play and I got it and I got my first laugh. And that was like, okay, I want this now forever. So that's when I sort of realized I could do it. And then I started studying more about it and becoming the international superstar that I am today.
Well, it's been a joy. I'm a big fan of Whose Line. I think you guys and the chemistry that you have had throughout the years has been great. And you, of course, are still out there touring. Whose Line, I guess, ended its run a couple of years back. But you've got a couple of tours going on, one that combines improv with hypnosis, which I have to believe is completely hysterical.
Yeah, we've taken two art forms that people don't really believe in and stuck them together just to save time. And it's fascinating. We get 20 volunteers from the audience. Asad Mekki, the hypnotist, gets them down to the best five, and then they and I form an instant improv troupe and do improv. And it really is fascinating what you can do when you get out of your own way. You know, when you're hypnotized, the part of your brain that deals with self-criticism, the part that says you can't do this, is gone. So these people become pure improvisers. It's really a lot of fun.
Well, it looks like something that people should probably look up the schedule and see where the tour is going to run. I do want to obviously get to the reason that we're really talking today, in addition to how people may recognize you from television and comedy performances. You've had a number of film appearances in largely Canadian films, but you're working on a brand new one, which is very interesting. It kind of, you know, a lot of the films about misfit kids are the typical, he's the fat kid or he's the brainiac or he's whatever. Tell us a little bit about Magnetosphere and what was the kind of reason for you wanting to be involved in that project?
Yeah, it's a story about a 13-year-old who is moving to a new town. She's starting a new school and dealing with all the problems that that entails, from bullies to trying to make friends, unrequited love. But she also has something called synesthesia, where she kind of hears colors and emotions evoke colors in front of her. She sees people's auras. So it really makes her feel a little more weird than your usual teen would feel. Mm-hmm. And it's her sort of navigating her way through these feelings.
And is that a condition that is an actual condition, or is that just kind of introduced as a film plot?
No, it's an actual condition. A lot of, I think Billy Joel has it, a lot of musicians, they can actually see colors when they're playing their music, and it sort of inspires. Nicola Rose, who wrote and directed it, has been going to a lot of screenings, and people come up to her afterwards and said, you know, I didn't know I had that. It was just something that was part of my life. So it truly is a real thing.
Interesting. Well, and you target that time of life when we all feel very awkward and inadequate, and where every one of us, I think, at that age felt like we were different, an odd man out, an odd duck, and coming to terms with something that's even a little stranger than the norm has to be tough. So it sounds like a real uplifting film in a way.
Yeah, it actually is. My character is someone who has embraced his weirdness to the farthest point. He's someone who's quick to, he has really no skills, but quick to, you need a toilet installed, I'll do it. You need someone to kill the rats, I'll do it. So he's sort of a, in a way, a role model to the young girl, showing how you can embrace your weirdness and be happy with who you are.
And this was just released on video, if I remember correctly.
That's right. It was released, I think, last week, video on demand on many streaming platforms, Magnetosphere. Try it. It's a great family film. It's a lot of fun. There's some heartbreak. There's laughter. There's a slight Elvis impression. It's everything you could ask for.
Do you do the Elvis impression?
Yes.
Can't wait. Can't wait for it. Sounds great. Well, Colin, it's been a pleasure. We really hope that you continue to have many more years of success, and we look forward to your next entertaining project.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Colin Mochrie, ladies and gentlemen.